Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know what friends do? Friends give other friends a shove over the hump. Or friends give other friends a hand up, or a leg up, a foot up, a toenail up. Whatever friends have to do, they pull and they push and they shove to help their friends get over the hump. That's what we do for you. This is what friends do. We help you get through this hump show, your hump day, and on toward the weekend, baby. It's a full service show. This is your friendly reminder. Once you get through the hump show, it is downhill toward the weekend. Man, what a day. Seriously, I say that every single day, but this July is different than any month I've ever encountered in my career, ever. And I'm not being overly dramatic, melodramatic. I'm not using hyperbole. I've never gone through a month like this ever. My brain is being pulled in about a zillion different directions, just trying to keep up with social media is enough on a regular basis. But social media, with everything that's happening in Tokyo, the Olympics, and it's not just the events, as we will talk about. Now you've got NFL training camps, and producer Dave and I, we feel like we're chasing our tails trying to keep up with all the audio, the storylines. As best we can tell, Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur, the other Packers did not speak publicly today. So we looked for audio. We did not see anything other than a video of Aaron and his new do arriving at Packers training camp, which we had told you would happen because the plane landed about the time that we started our show last night. So roughly 24 hours ago. We're going to get to as much as we possibly can from the triumph of Katie Ledecky in a brand new Olympic event to the disappointment of the USA softball team returning once again to the gold medal game and once again losing with a lack of offense to the host nation. I tried to put myself in the shoes of the Japanese team, and I can imagine how much this meant to them. They have a pitcher who's nearly 40 who did participate the last time the event was part of the Olympics, and she wanted to do everything she possibly could to make sure she could play in these Olympics because they were being held in her host nation. And so I have really tried to look at the storylines, but also feel the emotions through the eyes of the athletes who are experiencing them. And to that end, try to put myself in the shoes of Simone Biles, though she wasn't wearing shoes, but you understand my point. Generally, there are experiences in my life where I can identify with athletes, not necessarily the specific stage or the pressure, but I can draw on the experiences in my own life and maybe understand where they're coming from. In Simone's case, I have spent all day trying to put myself in her position, and it's not something I can relate to. I do have some thoughts, and you'll hear from Simone. She will explain why she withdrew from the USA team competition. So Team USA already had an uphill climb anyway because they hadn't been competing at the highest level. And Simone had had a couple of rough outings. Her last 2 days of competition had not been up to her level, not the level that she set for herself. Now, that's still generally better than 99% of the gymnasts in the world, but she hadn't looked right. She'd looked off. And so with her making the decision to withdraw and then explaining it, of course, there's been a myriad of reactions around the sports world, but not just in the sports world, also outside of the world of sports, because A, she's a household name. She may be the most recognizable and beloved gymnast beloved athlete for Team USA. Even as I'm talking to you, I'm seeing the replays and seeing her go through that decision-making process and hug her teammates on the screen in front of me. So as I say, it's been a story not just in the sports world, but also in the greater news world, because it's Simone Biles. And so I do want to share with you my thoughts, but honestly, I cannot relate. She and I are wired differently, and it's not a decision I would have ever made, but I'm not Simone Biles, and I'm not the number one gymnast in the world, and I'm not representing my country at the Olympics, and I'm also not putting myself in a position where I could break my neck every single time I get into a particular routine, whether it be the floor, whether it be the vault, whether it be the balance beam. These athletes trust their instincts and their skills, but every single time they take off down the runway, every single time they leap over a beam, every single time they go flying through the air, if they're off even the slightest bit, they could break their necks. They could hurt themselves. So for that reason, I can understand why this was scary for Simone. And then hearing her talk after the fact, I appreciate that she supported her teammates who ended up with the silver medal. But I'm still having a hard time putting myself in her headspace. Again, people are wired differently. We have different personalities. And the reaction has been that way. She did apologize to her teammates, but she felt like she had to do what was right for her. So we'll let you hear from her in these next few moments. And I would appreciate your reaction. I would only ask that you not act like an idiot. You know who you are. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. So find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And then our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It is our hump show, middle show of the work week, and we're here to get you through these next few hours so you're closer to the weekend. We do have a lot of football talk. We're going to spend some time in the Bay Area at San Francisco Niners camp because, well, you know, because of the quarterback situation. I don't even have to tell you why. I'm confident there are other storylines and other buzz around the Niners, but I probably won't start there when we welcome our reporter, our insider to the show. So that'll be top of next hour from the Bay Area. So looking forward to that, to getting some of our questions answered. And Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch did both speak on Tuesday, as did a frustrated Ron Rivera. We also heard some excitement from one Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert, who are excited about not just the fact that they've got training camp and the fact that they have got the fans returning as part of this run-up to the regular season, but the fact that Ben Roethlisberger is in great shape by all accounts. Bill Belichick's in midseason form, in case you were wondering, and Deshaun Watson is allowed to move forward in training camp with no restrictions, according to the NFL. We also have a trade that produced an emotional reaction in the American League West, and Team USA is on the court right now in men's basketball. And here's, you want to talk about weird? It's in the fourth quarter, and I get it. They're blowing out their opponent. They're facing Iran right now. But we've got live coverage on NBC, we've got USA Network, and we've got NBC Sports Network, and none of those three networks are carrying men's basketball. I guess it's on the NBC Sports app, which I'm not watching. It's also on the Peacock app or network, or I'm not sure the proper terminology for it, but it's being aired on electronic and digital options, but not on the TVs that are in front of me. So that's interesting. I mean, great for water polo versus Hungary and the women, the U.S. women just lost it literally in the last minute to Hungary in their game, but kind of feel like basketball with all of its big time stars would be something that you'd want to air live. What do I know? I don't make these decisions. It's way above my pay grade. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Simone Biles did not withdraw because of an injury, though that was the initial reaction. She was warming up on vault and then took her first vault. It looked as though she may have tweaked an ankle. It looked as though she might not have been right physically. But the initial statement that came from USA Gymnastics read like this: Simone Biles has withdrawn from the team final competition due to a medical issue. She will be assessed daily to determine medical clearance. So the word medical was used twice in three lines. Thinking of you, Simone. Now, this happened immediately after she met with a trainer and then determined that she would not move forward. But in the moment, and I was still awake. Remember, I told you the competition was starting around 6:45 Eastern time. So I had just gotten home from work. I was watching softball and I kept flipping back and forth to gymnastics. And then I realized something's going on and Twitter starts blowing up. But in the throes of those moments, we didn't know exactly what was happening. By the way, NBC is re-airing the gymnastics competition from the beginning right now. So at this point on TV, and maybe you watched it in primetime, but at this point on my TV, Simone is still part of the competition. So it'll be interesting to play it out, to see it play out again. So the first reaction was that she had some type of an injury. Then USA Gymnastics releases the statement in which they cite a medical issue and medical clearance twice in three lines. Come to find out, that's not why Simone Biles, the world's most recognizable and most prolific gymnast, withdrew from the Tokyo Olympics after 5 years of working to get to this point.
No injury, thankfully, and that's why I took a step back, because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured. So I thought it was best if these girls took over and did the rest of the job, which they absolutely did. They're Olympic silver medalists now, and they should be really proud of themselves for how well they did.
I can only imagine what her family was feeling when they're watching together at a party in Spring, Texas, right? So her family's all together, and NBC had done this cool job of putting the families of the four U.S. gymnasts who were part of the team competition, had put them all in these boxes, essentially like a Zoom call, had put them all in a screen where we could see their reaction in the moment as their daughters, nieces, sisters, granddaughters are competing, right? So it's Simone Biles, Grace McCallum, Suni Lee, and Jordan Chiles. And they start out on vault. And to this point, everything's great. But then after the initial vault, Simone not only didn't land the way that she wanted to, so she ended up changing the vault, but right away met with a trainer, and you could tell something was wrong. She said that as she was in the air doing her vault, she kind of had this moment. Now, this is quick, of course, so we're talking about nanoseconds here. But she had this moment where she just didn't know where she was.
It's been really stressful, this Olympic Games. I think just as a whole, not having an audience, there are a lot of different variables going into it. It's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. So just a lot of different variables. And I think we're just a little bit too stressed out. But we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case.
There's a lot of pressure on these young women, especially with the tradition that USA Gymnastics has set. Now, in recent years, we've found out that many of these young women have gone through horrific experiences with the team doctor, Larry Nassar, who was enabled by the leaders of USA Gymnastics. And the fact that Simone and many of her contemporaries have now come through this program and in some cases are victims, are survivors, or were friends, teammates of those who went through those experiences, sexual assault, inappropriate touching, the fear, the terror of being around an organization and coming through an organization where if you spoke out, you could get blackballed and lose your opportunity. That type of pressure on these young women, even though the situation has been exposed, and even though those people have been taken care of, whether it be jail, whether it be charges, whether it be kicked out of USA Gymnastics, they've started fresh and the leadership is different, but those types of experiences don't go away. And so here you are in the wake of what was just a horrific stretch in USA Gymnastics, where the young women were not protected, were not taken care of. And Simone is talking about how we've been really stressed out Again, the standard is very high for USA Gymnastics. They're expected to win, and that's a bar that they've set for themselves, but the pressure falls on these young women. And you have Simone Biles, who is a veteran, but the others are not. And so she says, we have been really stressed out. So if you listen to it again, she's not just talking about her own emotional state. She's talking about the team as a whole.
It's been really stressful, this Olympic Games. I think just as a whole, not having an audience, there are a lot of different variables going into it. It's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. So just a lot of different variables, and I think we're just a little bit too stressed out. But we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case.
They are still amateur athletes. Now, they can make money off name, image, and likeness, and Simone has certainly profited from the incredible career that she's had to this point. But you hear her say what we've heard from a lot of athletes. Going back to the bubble, remember when athletes were talking about the stress and the extra pressure? When I spoke with Jen Rosati, who is an assistant coach on USA women's basketball that's competing in Tokyo, she talked about how all of her team was on edge as they were preparing to leave Vegas and head to Tokyo. Yes, there's been all kinds of COVID stress. COVID-related stress for every industry and every employee and every family on the globe over the past year and a half. But as Simone highlights, these Olympics have required something extra from them, and the fun has not been there. Now, I think a lot of people could say that same thing, right? A lot of people could say, I'm not having fun doing what I'm doing anymore. I said that over the last year. Man, this is not as much fun as I remember it. I don't enjoy putting together a sports talk radio show or talking on the air the way that I have in the past. It's not this freedom for me anymore. No, in fact, it feels like I carry all kinds of extra stress into the studio with me. And I had to figure out how to deal with it. Now, my pressure is different than Simone's. But I think we can all understand where she's coming from. It's a different stress. It's an added layer of weight. And depending upon your personality, depending upon your history, in some cases, it can be too much. So, and you could start to see where it's become more than Simone could carry. She's tough mentally and physically. She's ascended to the best in the world. But have you not seen the cracks? We have. Day two of the Olympic trials. Mistakes that are so uncharacteristic for her. The qualifying for the team competition in which the United States finished second. We saw all kinds of mistakes, steps out here and there, frustration on her face. And then again, in warmups, seeing those same types of mistakes that she's just not used to. So maybe the signs were there. Maybe the writing was on the wall. She'll explain more about her thought process as she made this decision, literally during the first rotation, to withdraw from the team competition and leave her teammates to compete without her. But I'd love to hear your reaction. Some has been harsh. Some has been very divisive and very critical of Simone. And I want to tell you the name of the athlete that popped into my mind almost instantly as I was considering my thoughts, my emotions. Once I knew that Simone was okay, so she's not physically injured, and I was relieved to hear that, then I started thinking more about where she is and how she came to this conclusion and what made her ultimately withdraw. And there was one other name. As I was hearing the fallout and the reaction, there's another name in the sports world that I instantly thought of. And the comparisons, actually the contrast, really blew me away. So find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Can you relate to Simone? And what was your reaction when you heard her explanation for why she decided to withdraw from this team competition on their Wednesday, our Tuesday.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
American finish. It's just up to Erica Sullivan to hold off Sarah Kohler down there in lane seven, and I don't think Kohler's got enough to do it. Erica Sullivan is going to follow the greatest female swimmer of all time, Katie Ledecky, to the wall, who will win gold, and here comes 20-year-old Erica Sullivan to pick up the silver.
That is what it's about, that emotion.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Katie Ledecky is a gold medalist yet again. To this point, it had been a disappointing Olympics for her. So she got the silver in the 400-meter freestyle and then was blown away by the field, including Ariane Titmus, the Australian known as the Terminator, in the 200 free. That was the first half of her doubleheader on Wednesday. But in a brand new event at the Olympic level, the 1500-meter freestyle, Katie Ledecky is a gold medalist again. So she finally comes in first and has another gold in what was her third race at these Olympics. And then she ends up getting a teammate, a huge hug afterwards because Erica Sullivan finishes second in their inaugural Olympic race. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, NBC Sports, with all of the calls from the Olympics. So congratulations to Katie and to Erica. And even now on TV in front of me, I've got big NBC up, and Simone is just now leaving the auditorium with an athletic trainer, leaving the venue. And after she did her initial vault, in which she changed her routine, she was far lower. I actually turned on the TV so I could hear the reaction from the analysts that are there. And what they said was, wow, I've never seen that before. And they talked about the pressure that Simone has referenced. And she said, you could hear her very clearly. There was a mic near her in the wake of that vault talking to her teammates before she left the arena. She said, I just don't want to do something stupid. And so she knew something was wrong, and she knew that mentally she wasn't in the right headspace to continue. So it's not just about, hey, I don't want to hurt my teammates' chances to medal here. It was also about, hey, I don't want to do something stupid and get hurt, which, again, I completely understand. She's flying through the air and all of these incredible and insane twists and turns, and the timing has to be perfect, and you can break your neck or something else with one poor step, or if you're not completely locked in the way that you have to be. And so for her, it became important to withdraw because mentally she wasn't in the right space. And we've heard this more and more from athletes, that mental health is just as important as their physical health.
I say put mental health first, because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are, rather than just battle through it.
So her perspective is, don't battle through it, because your mental health is more important. You need to take care of your brain, your mind. We have just heard that recently and had this discussion with Naomi Osaka. And both Naomi and Simone have been roundly praised. I would say 95% positive, 95% support for them. Even though Biles just pulled out of a competition in which her teammates could have used her expertise and her experience, and in which she had the opportunity to win another gold medal. This chance may never come around again. Let's be honest. She's 24 now. She likely isn't still going to be competing at 27 when the Olympics return, the summer version. Now, there's always a chance she could, but that's nearly unheard of in her sport. And so this opportunity may never come around again, likely will not. And yet she decided, and only she can make that decision, that her mental health dictated she should give up this opportunity instead of battling through it. Man, that's so different than what we hear in a lot of team sports. And let's be honest, a lot of men's sports. Men are often roundly criticized for not battling through it, even for not playing through physical injuries. And so I was actually really taken by the contrast in reactions. Again, using Naomi Osaka as another example, and how athletes all over the world praised her for her choice to pull out of what was the French Open at the time, right? And then skip Wimbledon, take a couple of months off to address her mental health before she returned to these Tokyo Olympics. And she was competing for Japan, and it was her chance to light the cauldron. And again, in her life, this opportunity probably never comes around again. And here is Simone Biles. We won't call it the biggest competition of her life because she's already been on some pretty phenomenal stages, but decided not to battle through it. And the reaction was largely positive, I would say. It struck me how different it is for athletes in football, baseball, hockey, basketball. There is definitely a male-female component to it. And I'm not talking about people being sexist or people discriminating. It's just we often look at males and females differently. Men are supposed to be tough. They're supposed to battle through it. They're supposed to fight. They're not supposed to show their emotions, show their feelings, show the cracks in their armor, so to speak. Where women, either inherently or overtly, are considered to be the weaker sex. Now, I think we know that that's not necessarily true, but when it comes to athletics, the standards are different. So I'd love to hear your reaction. And again, there's a name that popped into my head on Tuesday as I was thinking about it. So I want to share that with you. We have a couple of callers already on the phone who want to weigh in. And then you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
It went okay, and then just that 5.5 hour wait or something, I was just like shaking, could barely nap. Never felt like this going into a competition before, and I tried to go out here and have fun and warm up in the back, went a little bit better, but then once I came out here, I was like, no, mental is not there, so I just need to let the girls do it and focus on myself.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Amy's taking your calls at 855-212-4CBS.
The voice of one Simone Biles explaining why she withdrew from the team competition. And now comes the report from Tokyo from multiple outlets that she's also withdrawn from the individual all-around competition in which she was far and away the favorite on this stage to win another gold medal. USA Gymnastics releasing this response. We wholeheartedly support Simone's decision and applaud her bravery in prioritizing her well-being. Her courage shows yet again why she is a role model for so many. I'm heartbroken for her. As I say, this is one area where I cannot identify with Simone. Our personalities are so different. I am the type of person who would battle through it and who would expect my mentals to follow along, to keep putting myself in that space, and then I know my brain would line up. So I didn't compete in sports at her level, but that's always been the way that I have faced life. Sometimes my mentals are a little wonky, and sometimes I can be freaking out on the inside, but as I go through the motions, as I do what I have been trained to do, whether sports, whether radio, whether as a teacher, whether as a friend, whatever it is, as I put myself into those familiar rhythms, those patterns, the muscle memory kicks in and the mental follows. So that's me. I'm a completely different personality, as I say. But I'm heartbroken for Simone because this is likely the last opportunity she'll ever have on the Olympic stage. She has nothing left to prove. She has nothing left to show the world. She has dominated her sport for so long. And to wait 5 years and come back for the Olympics in Tokyo when she could have retired and walked away. She took some time off in the wake of everything that happened with the team doctor and with USA Gymnastics cleaning house. But she came back to lead this team. And you have seen some of the cracks in her armor, the armor that has been perfect for so long. So congratulations to Team USA for winning the silver. She's being replaced in the individual all-around competition by Jade Carey. So they have alternates, and Carey will get an opportunity of a lifetime now. We do not know about the individual event final. So this is the all-around competition that Simone Biles will not compete in and has been replaced in so that she can focus on her mental health. But we do not yet know about the event final. So the vault, the uneven bars, the balance beam, and then the floor exercise. Again, she would be a candidate to medal in all of those events if she would move forward with competition, but at least at this point, she's not in the right space. And she said, these are emotions and feelings that I've never experienced in my career and just didn't feel right. She was shaking and lost track of where she was after her first vault, which is scary, not just mentally, but also physically. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. To underscore my point about how different the reactions can be for males versus females, and this is just talking sports now, do you all remember the swift criticism? And I mean swift and volatile and vociferous, loud criticism of Carson Wentz when he got knocked out of the Eagles' most recent playoff game with a concussion. It's nothing to do with him. He didn't have any control over it. He was not allowed to move forward. He had a head injury because of a tackle. This wasn't something that he did to himself. It certainly shouldn't fall into the category of injury prone. And do you all remember the criticism that was leveled at Carson Wentz? Not being reliable, being a guy who would disappear in the biggest games of his career, the biggest games of the Eagles' most recent runs. This pattern people would point to. He was criticized so roundly by so many. And I fought that fight, and I know many others did too. But the majority of people were ripping Carson for, once again, not being available for his team in a playoff game. As if somehow receiving a concussion from a tackle is injury prone. I mean, it's apples and oranges. And I was so struck by that thought on Tuesday as I saw what was overwhelmingly positive support and encouragement for Simone. Applauding her for her courage, applauding her for her bravery, saying this was the right thing for her to do. As if any of us can really judge that, because very few of us have ever been in her situation. If you've never been in this arena, it's really hard to say whether her decision was right or wrong. We're just reacting to what she had to say. And so I kept thinking about it. Carson Wentz, through no fault of his own, was knocked out of a game and yet was criticized for not being available and for not being tough enough to continue through. And yet somehow the reaction's completely different for Naomi Osaka and Simone Biles. And I don't know why that is. Donovan McNabb, do you remember now I don't know whether T.O. was telling the truth, but do you remember going back to that NFC Championship game? That would have been, 2004. Please forgive me if I have the year wrong. But going back to McNabb in the huddle, fourth quarter, it was the NFC Championship or Super Bowl. It was a huge playoff game. I'm trying to remember now. It probably was the Super Bowl, right? Crap. Forgive me if I have one or two details off. But T.O. talked about how he was afraid and he was throwing up and the pressure was getting to him. I mean, we have a different standard for men and for team sports in these situations. Mental health is becoming more and more prominent, and talking about mental health and talking to sports psychologists or working with those who can help us to focus, whether in sports or out of sports. But it's definitely becoming more prominent in sports. And yet, there's definitely a double standard there. So I'm sad for Simone. I wish this wasn't the case for her. Yes, she's drawing attention to something that I think will be even greater as a challenge for our society in the years moving forward after this pandemic. I mean, I've said this as a sort of joking, that psychologists, psychiatrists will be the number one career choice moving forward. If you are looking for a place where you can get a job and you can excel, that's what you need to study in school right now, because these next 5 to 10 years, the fallout mentally and emotionally from this pandemic is going to be, I think, one of the shaping factors in our society moving forward. And so it's good that we're talking more about mental health. I hope that she's okay. But I'm also really sad for her. This is, once again, an opportunity that probably won't come around again. I'm glad this is not her only Olympic experience, because that would suck. 855-212-4227. Benny is in Dallas in a windstorm. Benny, what's your reaction?
Hey, Amy, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I thank you for taking my call. I want to be brief, so I don't want to be too insensitive, but you know, I can relate to what young Simone is going through. I've competed, not probably on that grandeur scale that she has, but my wife has, and I have a daughter that has, and I have a niece that just got a full ride scholarship to University of Oklahoma to play softball.
Oh, great!
So her name is Trinity Crawford. So, but just I think that mental health kind of gets the blame out of everything now. Mental health has always been around. It's just now that we have social media and all that or what. But I think sometimes, you know, it pretty much gets the blame out of everything. I was watching TV one day, my wife and I, and there was a young receiver that was on for the Jaguars. And he was just like, you know, I battled with mental health and, you know, for 3 years of fear of the unknown. And we just kind of looked at each other. And my daughter kind of looked at it, and she was just like, that's not mental health. And we were just like, well, what's your perception of? She's just like, because we don't know what the next 5 minutes is going to bring. So she's just like, you know, and again, this is my 26-year-old daughter. She's just like, that's not mental health. This is how you deal with situations. And so we were like, gone are the days, and like you were saying earlier, that men and women are totally different. We're told to push through, and when we're hurt or we got a mental issue, hey, just play your best and push through, and no matter what happens or what. But I think you and I come from that school to where back in the day we were taught that you're not going to win everything. And sometimes you just have to learn to take that L, but you have to take that L with dignity. And then, you know, in just some aspects, you know, if you're not feeling it, like Simone, I think it was, you know, like she did, she just kind of, you know, went to the side and said, hey, I'm not feeling myself.
Well, I think part of it, also, Benny, I'm sorry, your phone dropped out there. Thank you so much for your phone call. We're getting up to the top of the hour, but I do appreciate it. I think part of it with Simone is that she'd never felt this way before. And so she said that this is something I've not experienced before and isn't exactly sure what was happening. But it's different for Olympic athletes because they start so young. I mean, she's only 24 years old. She's so young, but they start so young. And of course, as I mentioned, she's come through the whole Larry Nassar situation with USA Gymnastics cleaning house. She's the veteran. She's carrying, as she has said, the weight of the world on her shoulders into these Olympics with all of their extra stresses and challenges. And it's not unique to Olympic athletes in terms of the way the pandemic has affected their psychological health, their emotional health. It's affected all of us. For athletes having to perform on this stage, you're talking a whole separate layer of you know, navigating the testing and the stress and the anxiety. So we've asked our guests to push back a little bit later. So we're going to continue with this conversation and your calls, your reaction to Simone Biles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.